And let's turn to Acts chapter 20.
使徒行传二十章，我们看二十八节。
Chapter 20, verse 28.
圣灵立你们做全群的监督，你们就当为自己谨慎，也为全群谨慎，牧养神的教会，就是他用自己血所买来的。
28. Therefore, take heed to yourself and to all the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood.
保罗在这个地方提到，教会呢，就是按照上面所说的，牧养神的教会，就是他用自己血所买来的。
So here, Paul described the church as a place where God, where he purchased with his own blood.
神道成肉身来到世上，这是耶稣基督，他为我们成全救赎。
So God came down to earth as the Lord Jesus Christ to fulfill his salvation plan.
所以就建立了教会。
So he established the church.
用血买来的。
Using his blood to purchase.
这是教会的第一个定义。
And this is the first criteria of a church.
最基本的含义。
And this is the basic foundation.
所以教会不是人间的团体。
So the church isn't just an organization of men.
是耶稣基督的血啊，买赎回来。
But it is purchased by the blood of Christ.
也就是说，经过大水赦罪的洗礼，已经成为洁净了。
Meaning they have been baptized in the living water where their sins are forgiven.
这些人被神拣选。
And these,
救赎成全啊，就建立了一个教会。
These people are called by God, and they formed the church of God.
那从这个地方可以看得到啊，现今有这么多的教会教派啊，称为是教会的。
And today there are so many denominations that call themselves church.
全世界的基督教派可能都有一两千、两三千教派，非常多。
And there are over 1,000 or 2,000 denominations of Christianity.
那如果我们从这个地方来看，教会的定义是要由基督耶稣的血买回来的。
But when we look at this verse where it says the criteria of a church is that the people are purchased by his blood.
我们就会去思考，这么多的教派是不是都是基督的血买回来的？
Then we can ask, are all these denominations all purchased by the blood of Christ?
那什么叫做基督的血买回来？
Then what does it mean to be purchased by with his blood.
这是在谈到从水和圣灵生的意思。
And that is to be born of water and the Spirit.
我们可以用这个角度去探讨。
So we could look from this perspective.
好，我们因为这一次在讲我们要讲解以弗所书。
But because this time we are talking about Ephesians.
以弗所书的一章到三章可以说就是让我们知道教会的由来，它是怎么建立的。
So from Ephesians chapter 1 to chapter 3, it talks about where the church come from.
是由主耶稣基督爱子神爱子的血把我们救赎回来。
That it is redeemed by the blood of the beloved Son.
我们能够在他里头来得到神儿子的名分。
That in him we could have the title of the adopted son.
我们从他的血蒙救赎，过犯可以得到赦免。
And through his blood, we could have the remission of sin.
那这个儿子的名分就是可以承接天国产业的这样的一个身份。
And with this title of a son, we could receive the inheritance of heaven.
那第四章以后就是说，我们在既然进入神的教会我们有得救的盼望，但是呢，我们应该要有自己的灵修。
So from chapter 4, it talks about since we have been called and we have this hope of salvation, then we need to have our cultivation.
要像一个得救的人。
Then we must become a person who is saved.
所以一到三章可以说我们进入得救的门。
So from chapter 1 to 3 is where we enter into the gates of salvation.
但是一进门以后还有一条路。
But after you enter the gate, there is still a path.
这是人生的路。
That is the path of life.
也是往天国的路。
And that is path to heaven.
我们还活在这个世界，我们要走这一条路。
And while we live on earth, we need to walk on this path.
那就有很多的试探，有很多的考验。
So there are many temptations and trials.
有征战。
There are wars.
有教会的生活。
And there are church living.
有侍奉。
Servitude.
也有弟兄姐妹之间的互动
and interactions between brothers and sisters,
也有家庭的生活
family living,
啊，父子两代之间怎么经营这个关系
a relationship between father and son,
夫妻之间怎么样经营这个爱
relationship between wife and husband,
也有谈到社会生活
also living in the society,
啊，社会生活就是仆人跟主人之间的关系
so in the society we have a master and servant's relationship,
那到第六章就讲到我们要跟空中属灵气的恶魔要征战。
And then in chapter 6, it talks about we need to war with the principalities and powers of the air.
说我们在世上生活呢，都有我们应该要建立的关系。
So while we live on this earth, there are many relationships that we need to establish.
但是在灵界当中呢，魔鬼，我们要跟魔鬼征战。
But spiritually, we need to war with Satan.
啊，因为他要得到我们。
Because he wants us.
那我们要跟他征战。
So we need to fight with him.
啊，并且我们传福音就是从啊。他的手中要抢救灵魂。
And in fact, when we preach the gospel, we try to capture souls away from him.
因此呢，这个以弗所书可以说对一个基督徒他的信仰啊，以这个路途呢，他讲得很清楚。
So the book Ephesians talk very clearly about the path of salvation.
啊，我们翻来看，翻回来看以弗所书第一章。
Let's turn back to Ephesians chapter one.
那么昨天我们特别谈到了第五节，它有一个词啊，让我们做了一些讨论。说明啊。
So in, yesterday we talked about something in verse 5 that we were talking about.
五节又因爱我们，就按着自己意志所喜悦的，预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
Having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of His glory.
啊，这里有一个预定。
So here there is a predestined.
这个对以弗所教会的信徒来讲。
And for the members in Ephesus,
他们已经在主里了。
They were already in the Lord.
啊，所以预定他们在耶稣基督里面来得救恩，这样的理解是没有什么疑问的。
So having predestined to as adoption as sons, there is no question, there is no doubt.
但是在基督教界里头，他们有广泛的讨论。
But in the Christian community, there is a lot of discussion.
啊，各说各有理。
Everyone have different perspectives.
啊，圣经也不见得说一定要把预定拿出变成一个论述啊，要来讨论。
The Bible never took predestination as a theory.
啊，在保罗他的观念里面，这些当然是没有冲突的。
And in Paul's mind, there is no contradiction between these.
所以保罗他蒙受这个恩典以后，他一直传福音。
So when he received this grace, he kept on preaching the gospel.
尽他的本分。
He tried his best.
没有所谓的啊，因为神预定，所以我们人就可以不必有责任了。
There was no such thing as that because we are predestined, then we do not have any responsibility.
就可以不必去传福音了。
Then we don't need to preach.
啊，那么从人的角度来看
，But from human's perspective,
啊，人应该要相信。
Then we need to believe.
啊。在神的预知当中，他拣选了我们。
That in God's planning, He chose us.
啊，这是什么意思呢
？But what does this mean?
啊，我们来看一下哈，罗马书第八章。
Let's turn to the book of Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
八章我们看29节。
Verse 29.
在罗马书八章二十九节
Romans chapter 8 verse 29
因为他预先所知道的人就预先定下效法他儿子的模范使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子三十节
30.
预先所定下的人又召他们来所召来的人又称他们为义所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀这段话呢有提到预先知道
So this verse talks about predestination.
还有预先定下
foreknew and predestined.
所以圣经里头我们可以看得到哈，它不但谈到神的预定，也谈到神的预知。
So the Bible not only talks about the predestined of God, but also the foreknowledge of God.
啊，那么神能够预知，这是绝对没有问题呀。
So for God to foreknow something, that there is no problem with it.
因为对他来讲。没有未来的事情。
Because for him there is no future things.
只有永远的现在。
There is only of eternal present.
从他完全的智慧呢，他可以能知任何的事情。
From his perfect wisdom, he knows all things.
啊，所以神是预先知道的。
So God he foreknew.
包括他造了亚当夏娃以后呢，亚 亚当夏娃会犯罪。
He even know that after creating Adam and Eve that they will sin.
但是神还是创造了。
But God, He still created them.
还造了人类。
And created humans.
那这样是不是白忙一场呢？
So is this all just meaningless work?
其实并不是这样。
It's not.
啊，昨天我们的讲课之后呢，啊，可能我们会想很多，就是说，那神为什么要创造？
So after yesterday's class, we may think a lot of things and can ask, why did God create anything?
神的创造就是他的爱的延伸，他的爱呢，延伸出去的时候就是创造。
When God manifests His love, that is in the form of creation.
他是无所不能的。
He is Almighty.
他是爱。
He is love.
那这个爱向外延伸，所以他就创造了。
So when this love is manifested, He created.
就是要去创造。他爱的对象
That is to create the objects of his love.
青年男女到十八岁二十几岁呢他就想要找一个爱人来谈恋爱
And when youth, when they're past their 18, they want to find someone to love.
当他的爱向外延伸的时候他去找一个爱人来
When they manifest their love, they want to go and look for someone to love.
当他们结婚以后
And after they are married,
两个人就商量了
They discuss.
我们来生 baby.
Let's have a baby.
为什么
Why?
因为要把我们两个人的爱呢，再向外延伸
，so that they could both manifest their love outward.
这样我们两个人的爱呢，才是满足的
，so that their love may be fulfilled.
所以以父母来看，因为爱，所以他就去造啊，我们不能够说创造哈、啊，就去生出他的孩子来，就像神，他要爱，所以他就创造万物，创造人类。
So for parents, because out of their love, they choose to give birth to a baby, just like God, when He out of His love, He chose to create.
啊，这个夫妻结婚以后生孩子，应该没有这样说。我们两个来商量一下，万一我们两个冷战一个礼拜哈，没有菜钱可以拿，我也不跟你讲话，你也不拿给我，怎么办？那我们不如生一个孩子来当传令兵好了。
So parents don't usually say no because we are not having a good relationship. We're having cold war. Hey, let's have a baby.
所以这个夫妻如果两个人冷战的时候、啊、通常可以看到的就是说去跟你爸爸讲没有菜钱了。
So when couples are having cold war, they would say, oh, go look for your father.
去拿去给你母亲。
Here, give this to your mother.
啊，然后两个人就背对背睡觉，谁也不理谁。
And they would sleep separately and they ignore each other.
幸好有生了两个孩子，还是生了一个孩子嘛，可以当传令兵啊。
So thank goodness that they gave birth to babies so that they could use them as messengers.
没有人这样生孩子的。
No one gave birth because of this.
所以孩子就是婴孩就是 baby, 就是我们的宝贝，就是我们的爱的结晶。
So children are our babies. They are the results of our love.
啊，神是爱。
God is love.
他的爱怎么满足
？How will His love be fulfilled?
他的爱怎么显明
？How does He manifest His love?
很自然的。
Very naturally.
他向外延伸的时候。
When He manifests His love,
他就创造了万物，创造了我们人类。
He created all things and He created humans.
所以他创造我们人类是为了他的爱的延伸跟满足。我们被造就是来领受神的爱。
So He created us because it's to fulfill and to manifest His love. And for us, we are the receiver of His love.
所以生命的意义是什么？就是来享受神的爱。
So the meaning of life is to enjoy God's love.
这个婴孩出生。他就享受了父母的爱。
Just like babies, when they are born, they enjoy their parents' love.
这就是神的创造。
This is God's creation.
他预先知道。
He foreknew.
但是他爱。
Because He loved.
他依然创造了。
And so He created.
那虽然人堕落了。
Even though people are weak.
他是爱。
He still loved.
所以他亲自来到这个世上。
So He came to this world.
他去寻找拯救那些迷失的人。
He went to search for those who are lost.
就是离开神的人。
Those who are astray from God.
想要拜神，找不到真神的人。
They want to worship God but cannot find Him.
沉浸在罪恶里头被捆绑的人。
Who are imprisoned by sin.
所以他就来了。
So He came.
他拯救我们。
He saved us.
所以这是神的爱。
So this is God's love.
从创造看到神的爱，从救赎也看到神的爱。
From creation we see His love. From salvation we see His love.
那神预先知道。
And He foreknew.
在他来讲，没有未来的事情。
For Him there is no future.
在他看来，在全知当中没有无知的部分。
In his perfect knowledge, there is no ignorance.
啊，也没有不能知的部分。
And there are no things that cannot be understood.
因为他是完全的智慧。
Because he had perfect wisdom.
那至于那个完全的智慧，那是什么样的一个想象，什么样的一个状况呢？我们没有办法去突破，无法去做形容。
So we cannot even describe or understand what a perfect knowledge and wisdom is like.
啊，因为我们还是带着肉体之身，是没有错的。
Because we are still in flesh.
啊，可是我们能够有这个信念，我们认知。啊，所以我们没有怀疑。
So, but we have this concept, so we don't have any doubts.
啊，那么我们可以来看一下哈。
So we can take a look.
预知跟预先。
Foreknew and predestined.
预知跟预定哈。
And foreknew and predestined.
神在他的预知当中。
Out of God's foreknowledge.
既然人会犯罪。
He knew that his people would sin.
所以在他的预知里头，他已经预定了要借着让我们借着耶稣基督来得救恩。
Out of because he foreknew, he predestined for the Lord Jesus to come to save us.
那这就是神在预知中的预定。
And that is the predestination of God's foreknowledge.
我们昨天已经谈到，就是预定我们在耶稣基督里面来得救恩。
And yesterday we talked about that we are predestined to be saved in Christ.
我们昨天也已经提到，神有他预定的时候。
And we also talked about that God has his predestined time.
借着谁来成全救恩？
Through whom? Will he accomplish salvation?
借着什么样的方法来成全？
Through what way will he accomplish salvation?
什么时候要来做这些事情？
And what time will he come to do these things?
或是将来末日是什么时候来临？
Or when will he come again to this world?
这都在神的掌握当中。
All these things are in the control of God.
在神他完全知道的预知当中，他预定。
In his perfect knowledge, where he foreknew, he predestined these things.
预定、预知或是预定，其实是以我们人的状况来讲的。
Foreknowledge and predestination is from the perspective of man.
因为我们活在时间当中，有预先、有现在、有未来。
Because we live under time and space, we have a past, present, and future.
但是神既然是在时间外面。
But since God is outside of time,
啊，他并没有受时间限制。
He is not bounded by time.
啊，我造了这个桌子，我就不会被桌子限制。我是在这个桌子之外，我的能力在他之上，我的存在在他之前。
I created this table, so my power is above this table. My existence is outside of this table, and my ability is outside of this table.
啊，神就是这样。
God is like this.
所以他没有未来。
So he does not have a future.
未来是生活在时间里面的人在算计的。
Future is something that's within man's history where they have to calculate.
对他来讲，也没有所谓的预先。
And for him, there was no past.
啊，如果这个白板是所谓的时间跟空间。
If this whiteboard was so-called time and space.
啊，这是神造的。
This was created by God.
他就不在这里面。
Then he will not be within this whiteboard.
他在外面。
He will be outside of this whiteboard.
所以他看每一个点，啊，对人类来讲的每一个点呢，都是永远的现在。
So whatever points he see on this whiteboard, all these things is within the present.
神实在太伟大。
God is truly great.
我们这样描述都还不足以来真正的表明他的伟大。
Even our description cannot even capture his greatness.
啊，所以。我们知道说，在他的预知中已经做了一些预定了。
So because of his foreknowledge, he predestined.
那现在我们再讲回来。
So now we'll come back.
这样讲还不够完整。
What we have said is not complete.
我们还要去想。
We have to think.
啊，人要不要传福音
？Does people have to preach?
那人有没有那个要去选择的这样的一个义务啊？这个权利跟义务
？Do we even have this choice and freedom to choose?
我们看约翰福音第三章。
Let's turn to John chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章。
John chapter
3. 神为我们所预备的这个救恩啊，也透过啊传福音的人把它传到世界各地。
God's salvation was preached to people by men.
听见的人要相信。
That those who hear will believe.
好，我们看约翰福音三章十六节。
John chapter 3 verse 16.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
因为神差他儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。
17. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that he that the world through him might be saved.
18节。
18.
信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他们不信神独生子的名。
18, he who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God.
有一个慕道者, 他到教会来,
there was a true seeker that came to church.
我们跟他讲,
we told him that God loved the world.
啊, 信耶稣得永生,
and believe in the Lord and you will be saved.
啊, 一听到这句话, 他就很生气,
when he heard this, he was very angry.
啊, 他怎么生气呢?
Why was he angry?
你们口口声声说你们的耶稣, 你们的神是慈爱的,
you clearly say that your Jesus is love.
如果你们的神是慈爱的,
if your God is love,
为什么只拯救相信他的人, 那些不相信的人, 你也要救啊, 你才是真正的慈悲是爱啊, 不然的话, 你的爱就是自私的, 偏私的, 选择的嘛。
Then how can he only save those who believe in him but not those who do not believe? Then wouldn't that be biased and wouldn't that be not perfect love?
他挑战我们的信仰, 挑战神的爱。
So he challenged our belief of God's love.
他讲了, 哎, 好像有道理哦。
So it seems like he makes sense.
神是爱,
God is love.
那你就说把所有的人救起来就好。
So just save everyone.
啊, 那为什么相信你才要救他们?
So why do you only save those who believe in you?
好, 那我们就跟他讲一个故事。
So then we told him a story.
两个年轻人,
there are two young men.
啊, 骑着摩托车,
they rode on motorcycle.
那很多年轻人上了摩托车呢，就把它当成是上了飞机一样。
Some people, they, when they go on motorcycles, it's like going on an airplane.
啊, 把摩托车当成飞机在开。
They drive the motorcycle like an airplane.
啊, 那个引擎的声音啊, 咣咣咣咣咣, 跑到150、200了。
So they drive their motorcycle very quickly to 150 or 200 kilometers.
好了，这个摩托车到了一个转弯的地方, 哇, 滑掉了。
And then when this motorcycle, it slipped and it hit something.
啊, 撞到电线杆,
and it hit a pole.
啊, 电线杆没有倒,
but the pole did not collapse.
啊, 两个人倒在地上,
so both of them, they were clapped on the ground.
头破血流,
and their head was bleeding.
哦哦哦哦哦等一下,
and then the ambulance came.
啊, 救护车下来的时候, 就下来两个人说, 赶快, 上救护车。
And then the ambulance said, come, you get on the ambulance.
做什么? 到医院去啊。
And say, why? Oh, we're going to a hospital.
你不到医院去的话,你会死掉。
If you don't go to a hospital, you will die.
因为你身上在流血啊。
Because you're bleeding.
你如果不敢接受救助的话,你就会,因为你的流血过多,你就死掉。
If you don't get treatment, then you will overbleed and you will die.
啊, 其中有一个说,啊,赶快,我要上车。
And then one of them said, okay, I need to get on this ambulance.
他相信吗?
Because he believed.
另外一个他不相信。
The other one did not believe.
我不相信。
Said, I don't believe.
哪有这个道理?
How is there...
一定要相信你才能够得救, 我绝对不相信。
How can this be true? Because I don't believe.
我就是要在这个地方。
I will stay here.
你不可以在这个地方, 你身上在流血啊。
And then the ambulance said, you cannot stay here, you are bleeding.
不赶快接受救助的话, 你会流血过多死掉啊。
Unless you receive treatment, then you will die, you will overbleed.
你们,你的身上已经有一个致命的
You already have a wound that will kill you.
不就是最后就是死掉?
If you are not treated, then you will die.
因为你在危险当中了。
Because you are in danger.
我偏偏不相信。
But I don't believe.
我不相信。
I don't believe.
为什么你讲的才是真理?
I don't believe why what you say is true.
偏偏不接受。
I won't receive it.
那能不能再等啊?
Then can he still wait?
不能再等啊。
You can't wait.
人家相信的要上车了, 要上医院了。
The one who believes needs to go to a hospital.
紧急,
emergency.
送回去医院。
And then goes to a hospital.
后来这个检察官来看啊,
and then the examiner came to look.
啊, 好, 他就写了,
and then he wrote.
严重外伤导致严重内出血, 出血过多死掉。
And then he wrote, he have a serious wound, and then he overbled and he died.
检察官不会写说, 哦, 这个因为救护车, 哦, 不救他, 所以他死掉。
He will not write, because the ambulance did not save him, then because of that he died.
他不相信。
He did not believe.
他本身已经有一个致命的伤了。He
already have a serious wound, a wound that can cause him to die.
你不救治就是死掉。Unless
he is treated, he will die.
如果没有一个外来的力量把你救脱离这样的一个致命的伤，就会死掉。Unless
there is an external power that can come to save him from this wound, then he will die.
神爱世人。
God loved the world.
他亲自到树上来,
that he came to this world.
啊, 这是显明他的爱,
that is to show his love.
他要救的是叫一切相信他的不至灭亡。
He is to come to save all those who believe in him so that they will not perish.
不至灭亡反得永生, 这个意思是说本来要灭亡, 但是救了以后, 相信以后被救, 就反得永生。
So not perish but have everlasting life, meaning that they were going to perish, but because they believe they receive eternal life.
如果没有耶稣基督来拯救我们，如果我们不接受，那我们就很自然就灭亡。但是相信了，接受了，就反得永生，脱离那个灭亡。
If the Lord Jesus did not come down to earth, then we will all perish. But because he came down and we believed in him, we could avoid this death.
罗马书第一章。
Romans chapter 1.
罗马书一章十六节。
Romans chapter 1 verse 16.
我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人。
16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greeks.
福音不但是神的智慧，也是神的大能。
So the gospel is not only God's wisdom, but also his great power.
要救一切相信的。
To save all those who believe.
那么先是犹太人，后是希利人，就表示说神的爱是普及全天下。
So for the Jews first and also for the Greeks, meaning that his love is for the whole world.
希利尼就是代表整个犹太人之外的外邦人。
So the Greeks represent all the non-Jewish people.
这是神所预备的救恩。
And this is the salvation that God had prepared.
所以人要相信。
So men have to believe.
要去接受。
And to receive it.
人，基督徒有责任去传福音。
Christians have the duty to preach.
人在得救的这个事情上，他有一个义务，他要去相信。
That people have the responsibility in their salvation to believe.
所以恩典是临到那一些相信的人。
So grace falls upon those who believe.
耶稣叫门徒往普天下去传福音。
The Lord Jesus told his disciples to preach to the end of the earth.
为那些相信的人来施洗。
To baptize those who believe.
所以耶稣说，
Jesus said,
信而受洗的必然得救。
Those who believe and are baptized will be saved.
我们把这些经文看起来。
When we look at all these passages,
人有相信的这个义务。
People have this responsibility to believe.
人要接受。
People have to receive it.
那我们基督徒，我们应该要传福音。
And as Christians, we have the duty to preach.
好，那神的心意是什么？
But what is God's intention?
神的心意就是本来他要拯救一些相信的人。
His intention is to save all those who believe in him.
我们再看一下提摩太前书第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太前书第二章。
1 Timothy chapter 2.
第二章第四节。
Chapter 2, verse 4.
他愿意万人得救，明白真道。
Verse 4, who desire all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth.
这是神的心意。
This is God's heart.
那么在彼得后书三章的第九节。
In 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9.
主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们。不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都得救，都悔改。
9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
提摩太前书第二章四节是从正面来讲，他愿意万人得救，明白真道。
So from 1 Timothy, it looks at from a positive perspective that he wants all people to be saved.
彼得后书三章九节是从反面来讲。
And from 2 Peter, it's like from a negative perspective where,
不愿意一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
That he does not want any to perish, but that all should come to repentance.
神的心意就是不要人家沉沦。
His God's heart is that he doesn't want anyone to perish.
他希望的就是每个人都能够得救，明白真道。
But that everyone should come to know the truth.
他所预备的救赎就是要普及全天下的。
His plan for salvation is for the whole world.
我们再看以西结书三十三章。
Let's turn to Ezekiel.
以西结书三十三章。
Ezekiel chapter 33.
十一节。
Verse 11.
以西结书三十三章十一节。
Ezekiel chapter 33 verse 11.
你对他们说，主耶和华说，我指着我的永生起誓，我断不喜悦恶人死亡，唯喜悦恶人转离所行的道而活。
11, say to them, as I live, says the Lord, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked should Turn from his way and live. Turn, turn from your evil ways, for why should you die, O house of Israel?
好，对，底下就讲到呼吁他们赶快离开恶道，回转。
So later it talks about that they should turn from their evil ways.
神不喜悦恶人死亡。
They don't want, God does not want the wicked to die.
神所怀的意念是赐平安的意念。
God's will is to give peace to people.
从他的慈悲怜悯的心发出来是赐平安的意念。
From his heart of love and mercy, he have mercy on people.
但是他是公义的。
But he is just.
所以人类本来就陷在罪里头。
So because people are already in sin,
被罪捆绑。
They were bound by sin.
好像一头猪在烂泥巴里头。
Just like a pig that's in the pits.
那头猪一直起来，想要离开。
This pig wants to get up and run away.
但是他每次起来的时候，他又滑倒。
But every time he gets up, he falls.
他每次当他起来的时候，他又滑倒。
Every time he gets up, he falls again.
所以他在这个地方啊，他在那个地方一直挣扎，一直努力啊，只是在减少他的体重。
So this pig, all his struggle is only making him, you know, losing weight.
他这些努力都是白费的。
Because all his efforts are for waste.
没有用。
They're useless.
啊，因为那个烂泥巴把他困住了。
Because all the mudslide have trapped him.
那是污秽的东西。
Because those are unclean.
所以很多时候人在宗教上越加的努力呢，反而是招来更大的污秽。
So when people in different religions, the harder they try, the more unclean they become.
因为他们本来没有认识，找不到天上的真神，反而把神的真实变成虚谎。
Because they have not found the true God in heaven, but they created their own religion.
离神，离真神越来越远。
That they leave God further and further.
但是谁能够把他救出来呢？
But who can save them?
突然间来了一部吊车。
Suddenly there is a ladder.
因为他太重了，有五百公斤重嘛。
Because the pig is too fat.
所以就把它吊起来。
So then this truck took out the pig.
耶稣就是那一部吊车。
And the Lord Jesus, he is this crane.
把它吊起来。
And this crane took the pig.
救赎的概念就是这样。
This is the concept of salvation.
所以全人类都坐在一部列车上面。
So the whole mankind is under this crane.
这部列车是往灭亡、往地狱前进。
And this train is going towards hell.
那耶稣来的时候。
But when the Lord Jesus came,
要阻止这一场集体灭亡的事件。
He wants to stop this massive death.
啊，在自然律里头。
But under the natural process,
啊，罪跟罚是在一起的。
Sin and law is together.
罪的最后的结果就是死。
The end of sin is death.
他是神从天而降。
But God came down to earth.
用他超自然的作为。
Using His almighty power.
救我们脱离。
He saved us.
相信的人。
Those who believe are saved.
福音要救一切相信的人。
The gospel will save all those who believe.
从神的心里来看，他愿意人人都能够悔改。
From God's heart, he is willing to let all people to come to the repentance.
不愿意一个人沉沦。
He doesn't want anyone to perish.
他愿意每个人都能够得救，明白正道。
He wants everyone to come to the knowledge and to be saved.
所以福音传出去了。
So the gospel is preached.
听见相信的人。
Those who hear and believe.
领受了赦罪保险的洗礼。
And have received the baptism of remission of sin.
进入得救的教会。
Have entered into the true church.
他就能够有这个盼望了。
Then they could have this hope.
好，那这我们对于这个所谓的预定啊，我想我们用这样正面的陈述啊，来了解到这些这当中的一些相关的道理。
So from these examples, we can come to understand the concept of predestined.
啊，所以不存在着我们基督徒啊不需要去传福音。
So there is no such concept that we do not need to preach.
我们不可以说，反正神他预定他，如果预定他得救，我不传给他，他神也会带他来。如果神预定他不能得救，我传给他也没有用啊，所以我在家里看电视就可以了。
So we don't have this concept that even if I preach to them, they won't believe because they're not chosen. And if I do preach to them, they still won't believe.
神在他的预知当中。
Under the foreknowledge of God.
谁信谁不信。
Who believe and who won't.
所以在他的预知当中他就预定了。
Under his predestination, predestined, he had predestined them to be saved.
因为他预知可以知道将来这人的境况。
Because his foreknowledge knows how this person will become in the future.
好，我们带回来以弗所书第一章。
So let's turn back to Ephesians chapter 1.
我们该尽的本分。
So we have our duty to do.
那今天我们已经进入神的恩典当中了。
So today we have all entered into the grace of God.
哦，我们有因信有得救的盼望了。
We because we are justified and we have this hope of salvation.
那我们就要靠着啊主耶稣的保守，我们个人也要努力，然后一直持守这个信心。
And through the protection of God and our own hard work, then we need to maintain ourselves in this grace.
啊，就像以弗所书一到三章所说的，那后面四到六章，我们要一直持守在基督里。
Like what's said in chapter 1 and 3, and later we need to work hard to maintain ourselves in this grace.
耶稣也告诉我们，在马太福音24章里面也跟我们讲，在末世的时候有很多大患难，但是忍耐到底的必然得救。
And in Matthew chapter 24, the Lord Jesus said, in the end time there will be many trials, but those who endure to the end will be saved.
坚持要在主里面。
That we need to persist and endure to be within the Lord.
希伯来书的三章十四节也说。
In Hebrews chapter 3, verse 14, it says,
如果我们将起初确实的信心坚持到底呢，就在基督里有份。
That if we maintain our faith, then we will have a part in the Lord Jesus.
这是我们因信进入基督的恩典里头，我们要继续努力的。
So that is our work after we have entered into the grace of God.
我们刚才再看第一章啊。
Let's turn back to Ephesians chapter 1.
那昨天我们有谈到属灵的福气有各样的特色。
So yesterday we talked about there are many different characteristics of the spiritual blessing.
大概就是从第三节到十四节这里面所整理出来的。
And that is organized from verse 3 to 14.
我们大概也讲解的差不多了。
And we have pretty much finished that discussion.
好，现在我们看十五节。
Now let's look at verse 15.
一章十五节。
Chapter 1 verse 15.
十五节是保罗为这些信徒的祷告。
This is a prayer of Paul for the members.
他听见这么多的信徒呢，信心跟爱心都非常的全备啊，所以他就高兴了。
So Paul was joyful after he have heard of their great faith and love.
就说我不住的为你们感谢祷告。
That he does not cease to give thanks for them.
那么他祷告的内容是什么？
And what is the contents of the prayer? Of his prayer?
16节继续看。
Starting from verse 16 and 17.
他祈求的内容不是这个属世的东西。
The things that he prays for are not the worldly things.
都是一些属灵的福分。
But they are spiritual blessings.
我们看一看到底他所求的是什么。
So let's look at what he is praying about.
第一个呢就是十七节。
First is 17.
说求神把那赐人智慧的灵来赐给你们，然后使你们真知道他。
That he prays that to give them the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him.
也就是说，让信徒能够真正的知道神。
And that is to have the true for members to have the true knowledge of God.
那么信徒怎么样真正知道神呢
？But how can members truly come to know God?
保罗这个地方他提到说，是借着圣灵的帮助。
And here Paul says that it is through the help of the Spirit.
圣灵是来自于神的赏赐。
That the Spirit comes from God's blessing.
而且是可以给人智慧跟启示。
And it can give people wisdom and revelation.
所以神的灵才能够知道神的事。
So only the Spirit of God can know the things of God.
这是我们非常清楚知道的。
And this is something we know very clearly.
让信徒能够真知道神。
For members to truly come to know God.
可以透过圣灵的帮助。
They could be helped through the Spirit.
圣灵所给我们的，在认识神的事上呢，它提供两方面的功能。
The Holy Spirit have two functions to help people to come to knowledge of God.
一方面就是给我们体验的。
The first one is to give us experience.
我们之所以知道神与我们同在
，We know that God is abiding with us.
就是因为借着他住在我们里面的圣灵。
It is because of the Holy Spirit that He have given us.
所以我们体验到圣灵的存在，就是。体验到神的存在。
And when we experience the presence of the Holy Spirit, we experience God Himself.
圣灵就是神的灵。
Because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
所以这个信仰是很实际的。
So this faith is very, we can experience it.
是有感性的体验。
That we have this experience of Him.
这是第一个。
That is the first function.
第二个是在属灵的知识上。
The second is in the spiritual knowledge.
这是一种属灵的理性。
And that is a spiritual knowledge.
但是这个理性是 在圣灵的引导底下。
But this knowledge is under the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
回到圣经的真理。
Is to return to the truth of the Bible.
神造人都有理性，没有错。
When God created humans, they have given us rationale.
但是神并不是我们用理性去把它想出来的。
But God is not something that we think with our rationale.
所以我们也不是用理性要去认识神。
So we do not use our rationale to come to understand God.
除非我们的理性是回归圣经的真理。
Unless our rationale is to return to the truth of the Bible.
我们的理性在圣经真理的引导底下。
That under the guidance of the Bible with our rationale.
去认识神。
Then we with our rationale we can come to know God.
既然神造给我们理性。
Since God has created us a rationale,
这个理性当中也包含着那种信仰的宗教心。
And this part of this rationale is this heart for faith.
就是要去寻求神。
That is to go and seek for God.
神造万物当中，只有人类有那种宗教的心理，想要去寻求神。
When God created all creatures, He have only given people humans this heart to pursue this God.
如果今天我们门口哈、啊、有一只这个母猴啊。带着一群小猴子，他从我们门口经过，刚好我们在那边甩手运动。
And if today there was a female monkey with the rest of her babies were to come across church, and then they see us waving our hands.
啊，这些猴子可能会说，哎，啊，这一群穿着衣服的猴子跟我们一样，因为我们也是这样做嘛，哈，他也是这样做。
And these monkeys will think, oh, these humans, they are like us monkeys because they are doing the same motions as us.
哎，可能他把我们当成是穿衣服的猴子。
Maybe they'll think that we are monkeys who have clothing.
他没办法知道说我们今天在这个地方在拜神，他没有那种宗教的心理。
They do not know that we are here to worship God. They do not have this heart for a religion.
因为他没有神的形象在里头。
Because they do not have the image of God.
圣经其实创世纪开始，神按他的形象造我们人类。
In Genesis, God created us in His image.
那个形象包含神他内在很多很多的本性。
And this part of this image is a lot of the essence of God.
包括神的自主性。
Including His
自主
self
自我做主。
His self, the sense of self.
哎，那我们人也是有自主性的。
And for us, we also have a self-worth.
所以我们想要自由。
So we want freedom.
所以我们可以去选择。
So that we can choose.
啊，有人讲了，神如果造亚当夏娃，把他造成好，他们不会犯罪，这样就好了。
But some say, if God have created humans so that they won't sin, wouldn't that be good?
就是把这个程式写进去嘛，啊，晶片植入以后，他这个早上的时候就永远都是喝牛奶跟吃面包啊，那反正就是这样嘛，那可以啊，三一个月换一次嘛，或是一个礼拜换一次，反正都晶片了、啊，这个软体都写好了，那人就是一个机器人嘛。
Then God can actually just program people to do the same things and to not sin, and people will just become like robots.
那现在很多机器人呢。
And today there are many robots.
好像日本做那个机器人很厉害。
Japan, they're very good at making robots.
现在日本最新的那个手机哈，好像一个小机器人，它会站着，它会跟你对话。
The newest cell phone in Japan is like a robot that will talk to you.
哦，那个手机很好用啊，它跟你叫你起床啊。
And the phone is really good because it tells you to wake up.
哦，那如果你在打瞌睡了。
And if you are sleeping,
啊，它跟你叫啊。
He will talk to you.
啊，跟你叫，哎呦，哎呦。
He will say Ohio.
哦，一再把你叫醒啊。
And he will call you to awake.
哦，红毛鸡哇，会讲日语啊。
And it will speak Japanese to you.
好了，这是一个机器人。
So this is a robot.
它可以比较，把它照得很漂亮，像明星的脸呐。
You can make it very beautiful like a celebrity.
好，声音也像那个明星的声音哈，很迷人呐。
It could change the voice, so it's like the voice of a celebrity.
还有那个体型啊，也可以把它仿造成是明星的身材啊。
And you could change the figure so that they have a figure of a celebrity.
好。那请问你要不要跟他结婚
？But let me ask you, would you marry her?
你跟他谈恋爱好不好
？Would you want to date her?
怎么跟一个机器人谈恋爱
？But how can you date a robot?
我传道人他是学音乐的啦，他比较浪漫啊。我这个是学机器的哈、哦，头脑比较叫古板呢、啊，所以他常常在笑我木头人啊。他都不喜欢跟木头人谈恋爱，怎么会跟机器人谈恋爱
？So my wife studies music.But for me, I study robotics. So then my wife is always asking, why are you like a wooden block?
好，那现在神如果把我们造成机器人，好，我们每天就是照时间来唱诗祷告，神会高兴吗？机器人的赞美不是从他的心里来的吗？
So if God were to create us like a robot where we wake up and praise Him, would God enjoy that because we're just like a robot?
所以神给人有自主性，但是自主意味着有危机。
So God gave us this self-worth.
因为
self will
可能会做错误的选择。
Because people might have this chance of committing wrong.
但是神造我们人类的时候，如果没有给我们自主性，那就不具备他神他形象中的自主性。
So if God did not give us this self-will, then it does not reflect His own self-will.
所以他给我们自由意志。
So He gave us self-will.
让我们去选择。
For us to choose.
经由我们自由意志，我们去自主选择出来的善才是真正的善。
So because of our self-will, when we do good, it is truly a good deed.
我们选择的虔诚，在神看起来才是真正虔诚。
When we choose to be reverent in front of God, that is true reverence.
所以只有神造的人类呢，有神的形象。
So only people who are created in His image.
那么这个就是谈到神的本性当中的自主性。
So this is to reflect God's self-will in His essence.
时间关系，我们先讲到这个地方，下一节再继续。
So now we will conclude.
一起默祷。
Let's pray in silence.